If you'll have God's Word open in front of you at John chapter 14. And we come this morning to focus in on verse 6. The building is quickly filling with smoke. The fire alarm starts to go off, but you have no idea where you are. The thick black smoke is blinding you and choking you. You don't know the building that you're in. You don't know which way to turn. You're hopelessly lost. You can't see in front of you. You know you're in great danger. How would you feel? Well, there must be a sense of complete dread and fear. Our hearts would be racing. Our minds, we wouldn't be able to focus or concentrate on any one thing. We're in real trouble. But then, through that smoke, someone takes hold of your hand. And they say to you, I'm the architect of the building. And I'm the builder of this building. And I own this building. How do you feel now? Surely there's a sense of relief as they hold your hand and they run down corridors, turning this way and that way, until eventually you're brought out into safety. The disciples of Christ are starting to panic. Jesus has told them that he is going away. He said that he's going to be leaving them for a time, and that they will follow later. He's told us that he's going to his Father's house. But we don't know the way. Where are you going? Their minds are so full of questions that they can't think straight. They start to fear. Their hearts are troubled. How do we know the way? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the sixth of seven I am statements that Jesus makes in John's Gospel. And here Jesus is making three claims about himself. But the main focus of these three claims is on the first one. I am the way. The other two claims are subordinate to this first one. The way is the one that takes centrality. It's of primary importance in this statement. It's the central claim. And Christ has been speaking about the Father's house. In particular, he's been speaking about the way to the Father's house. The question that the disciples ask in their fear, in their troubled hearts, in their anxiety, is how do we know the way to the Father's house? And this is where Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus is taking them by the hand, the author and perfecter of our faith, the architect and the builder, takes the disciples by the hand and he's saying, you can trust in me. You can rely on me because I am the way to the Father's house. And so we want to look at this I am statement, focusing in particular on Christ being the way. Christ Jesus is the way for those who are in danger. He is the way for those who are troubled. He is the way for those who are fearful, for those who are lost. This morning we're going to see that Jesus Christ isn't just the way, but the only way. And he isn't just the truth, but the only truth. He isn't just the life, but the only life. Here in Christ Jesus, we have the way to the Father's house. We have the one who is completely true, the one who can give us eternal life. So let's look at this great I am statement of Christ in John 14, verse 6. And the first thing I want us to notice is that this is the appointed way. The appointed way. We have to begin by asking, well, where is Jesus the way to? And we saw that answer at our pre-communion service. It's the way to the Father's house. This is the context of Christ's statement. Jesus is speaking about heaven. He's speaking about being in the presence of God the Father. He's talking about entering in to eternal glory. When we die, we will either be in God's house with Him, or we will be cast out of His presence and go through eternal punishment in hell. There are two options, two places where we can finish at this life on earth and have eternity. Jesus says, I am the way to the Father's house. I am the way to heaven. I am the way to eternal life. This is salvation that Jesus is talking about. He is the way to being saved. Well, now surely that means that this statement is rather arrogant. It sounds very offensive. This is probably the most exclusive statement or claim that anybody has ever made. I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me. Think about what Jesus is saying here. With every religion that there is in the world, with every philosophy, every point of view or opinion that people have, surely what Jesus is saying is arrogant. Surely at best, it's deluded. To say that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. But Christ Jesus makes this statement. He doesn't say that he is one of many different ways to God. He doesn't say that he is the best way to God. He doesn't say that there are other alternatives that you can follow. No, Jesus is saying there is no other way. There is no other religion. There is no other philosophy. There is no other means to get to the house of God, to enter into eternal glory, other than through Jesus Christ. There is but one way that has been given to us. He is the appointed way. Jesus Christ is that way. There's no other path, no other door. There's no other route into heaven, no other way to be saved except through Jesus Christ. Friends, this is an exclusive statement. This is why the world at times hates Christianity. This is why many times we're accused of being arrogant. But it's the truth. There is only one way. The world sees Christ's claim and they listen to us. They listen to Christ's people. They look at what we're telling them and they're going to be offended. Of course, they're going to see it as arrogant. And they will hate that this Jesus Christ is the only way, because it's the way of the cross. Think about what Christ is going to do. I am the way to the Father's house. I am the way that has been provided that you can enter into glory. And what is that way going to be? What is the appointed way that God has set out? Well, in a few hours' time, Jesus is going to be arrested. He's then going to be beaten. Then his hands are going to be nailed to a cross. He's going to be lifted up. He's going to suffer and die. And he says to us, I am the way. This is the appointed way to eternal life. There is no other way except through Christ Jesus. The way of God the Father for us to enter into glory, to enter into his house, is that he will punish the perfect Son of God in our place on the cross. Jesus says to us this morning through his word, I am the way. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Paul understood this. And Paul writes to Timothy, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This one way has been given. This is the only appointed way. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And we've been thoroughly enjoying Acts at the moment. Remember what Peter says when he is preaching in Acts 4, verse 12. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is only one way that has been given by the Father. Jesus Christ is the appointed way to eternal life. He is the exclusive way. There's no other way by which we must be saved. And he is also the appointed truth. He is the one who reveals to us God the Father. Hebrews chapter 1. The writer to Hebrews is saying how God has spoken to us. He's spoken to us through the prophets. He's spoken to us in this way, but in these days, through the Son, the one who reveals to us truth. He's the one who is truth. He is the appointed truth of God to show us God, to reveal to us God. And he is the appointed life. There's no other way by which we will have life. He came that we might have life, appointed to bring us life. It only comes through Christ. I am the way, the appointed way. But then secondly, he is also the authoritative way. The authoritative way. How can we be sure? How can we know that this is true? How do we know that he is the only way? Look at verse 6. Look at who is making the statement. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am is making this statement. Remember what this means. This is the Old Testament name for God. This is the great I am who I am. This is God himself speaking. There is no one else who could make this statement. Let's go back to our burning building. The man who takes us by the hand and who leads us out, he is the architect. He is the builder and the owner. He alone has the authority to show us the way to safety. Christ Jesus. Who is he? He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He is God the Son, the God-man. And he has proved this time and time again. We see it in his teachings. We see it in his miracles. By God's grace, we know it in our hearts. He is the only one who has authority to speak in this way. He is the only one who has the authority to make this declaration. How do we know Christ is the only way? We know it to be true because of who Christ is himself. I am. Look at verse 7 of John 14. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Christ here is reinforcing the authority that he has in making this statement. I and the Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen him. If you know me, you know the Father. John chapter 1, verse 18. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. Jesus Christ, the only God at the Father's side, has made God known. Do we need any more authority than this? Jesus Christ says, I am. He has the authority of God because he is God, God the Son. And he is the way, and he is the truth and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him. And he has authority as the truth. His word is true. The world searches for truth in all sorts of places. And the world hates the fact that we say there is one truth. But Christ speaks with authority. He speaks above the wisdom of any man. He speaks above the power of any ruler. Christ alone has the authority, and he says, I am truth. Anything outside of me, it is not true, but it's formed by the Father of lies. If we reject and deny Christ, we are rejecting a truthful authority. Now, how do we know that what Christ says is true? Well, we take his words, we put them to the test. Jesus says, I will die and rise again. And what did he do? He gave his life on the cross. The third day he rose again. The tomb was empty. And eyewitnesses saw the resurrected Christ. And this risen Lord Jesus has authority. And he says, I am the way to life. I am the truth. And I am the one who gives life. I am the one who gives eternal life. He is God the Son. You see, we don't have to guess the way to heaven. We don't have to fumble around in the darkness. We don't have to be troubled or afraid. Because there is one who has the authority, the author and the perfecter, the architect, the builder, the owner. And he holds us and he says, I am the way And I speak with authority. I am. Believe in God. Believe also in me. What a great reassurance we have this morning. Friends, there is one who says to us this morning, I am the way. And we can trust in that one. We can believe in Christ Jesus. We can put our faith in Him. We can look to Him to be the one who brings us through the trouble, who brings us through the darkness, who holds our hand, who brings us to the Father's house. And this one who has been given as the appointed one, this one who speaks with authority, He will not let us go. He is the way, the appointed way, the authoritative way. And then also we see that He is the accessible way. The accessible way. There is, of course, a problem with all of this. The problem is that we are dead in our sins. We are lost. We are in darkness. So how can we, weak, sinful, pitiful people, how can we even get onto this way? How could we walk where God the Son walks? How can we even approach God the Father in the state in which we're in? Look at us. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And friends, there is grace in these words. No one comes to the Father except through me. That means that in Christ we have a way to the Father. That means that there is a possibility and there is a certainty if we are in Christ. We are going to the place of the Father. Remember again, after Christ makes this statement, what is going to happen. He's going to be arrested and tried. He's going to suffer at the hands of wicked men. He's going to be tortured. And He's going to be placed on that cross. And He's going to shed His blood. In those hours of darkness, He's going to be separated from the Father and come under the wrath and the judgment of God. And yet, we know that is where our sin is being punished. He is carrying our guilt. And He is taking what we deserve. And because of that, a way is opened up for us. Through Him we find forgiveness. Through Christ there is cleansing and acceptance before a holy and a just God. There is access to God the Father. There is access to eternal life. There is access to the Father's house. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When we come to Christ, when we are in Christ, when we are following Him, we find we are no longer dead in our sins. But something has been done for us and in us. We are changed, men and women. We are living in Christ, and He is living in us by His Holy Spirit. We have moved from death, from being on the wrong path, heading the wrong direction. And we've been lifted off that way. And in Christ we've been put into a new way. And we find that this way is a way of life. And there is access to God the Father. And there's an eternity to be looking forward to. How can we stand before God the Father? How can we have access into His presence? How can there be room for us in heaven? through Christ. The one who has gone and prepared a place for us. The one who's opened up the living way. The one who gave himself. The one who gives us life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But I want to turn that around. We come to the Father through Christ. It's a certainty. It's a guarantee in Christ. We will be brought to the Father. We will enter into glory. And as we come to the table today, we are declaring that Christ Jesus is the only way to the Father. We're saying that He is the truth and He is the life. This Jesus Christ who gave Himself for us. As we come to the table today, we are saying again in our hearts, no one comes to the Father except through Christ. He is the way. The one who takes us by the hand when we are in danger. The one who takes us by the hand when the circumstances of life appear to be smoke filling up before us. When our hearts are troubled, when we are fearful, the one who reaches out and takes hold of us and says, do not be troubled. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.